Welcome to Nonprofit Horizons, your compass for navigating the ever-changing landscape of the nonprofit sector. Nonprofit Horizons is sponsored by HBI, the Helen Bader Institute for Nonprofit Management at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, a leading source of expertise and education for the nonprofit community for over 20 years. Your host is HBI Associate Director, Bryce Lord.
Hey there, nonprofit leaders. Welcome to another episode of Nonprofit Horizons, the podcast dedicated to empowering you and your organizations to reach new heights. I'm your host, Bryce Lord, Associate Director of the Helen Bader Institute for Nonprofit Management at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Today, we're diving deep into the world of networking, that often overlooked yet incredibly powerful tool in the nonprofit leader's toolkit. As someone who spent years engaged in the nonprofit sector, I can't stress enough how crucially effective networking is to the success and sustainability of your organization. So let's get into it. Let's start by talking about why networking is so important for nonprofit leaders like yourselves. At its core, networking is all about building relationships with corporations, philanthropic organizations, and other nonprofits in your community and beyond. And those relationships can help unlock a world of possibilities. I mean, think about it. By tapping into your network, you gain access to a wealth of resources and expertise and opportunities for collaboration that can take your organization to new heights. Maybe it's securing that elusive grant funding, or leveraging a corporate partner's marketing savvy, or teaming up with a like-minded nonprofit to tackle a shared challenge. The potential is truly limitless. But it's not just about what you can get from your network. Effective networking is also about what you can give back by sharing your own knowledge and insights and connections. You can position yourself and your nonprofit as a trusted, influential player in the sector. That kind of visibility and credibility can open so many doors. Of course, the key is finding the right partners to begin with. And that's where strategic networking really comes into play. And so here are some tips for identifying potential corporate sponsors and partners. First of all, focus on value alignment. Look for companies whose values, mission, and target audience align very closely with your nonprofits. And then leverage your existing relationships. Tap into your board, your employees, volunteers, and donors to potentially uncover corporate connections. Look around at what's close by. Look for local business partners. Companies in your geographic area are more likely to see the value of supporting your local nonprofit. Utilize corporate giving databases and platforms. Tools like 360 Match Pro can help you efficiently identify and connect with potential sponsors. And then finally, clearly communicate how this partnership can help the corporation achieve its own marketing and branding and corporate social responsibility goals. Be creative and be flexible with these opportunities. Offer a range of options to accommodate companies with very different budgets and very different needs. The key is to approach corporate partnership identification strategically, focusing on alignment, existing connections, and the mutual value that relationship can help provide. By doing so, nonprofits can cultivate a meaningful, long-lasting sponsorship to support their mission. Now, I know what you're saying. Okay, I'm convinced, but where do I even start? The key is to approach networking strategically and with a genuine long-term mindset. First and foremost, you've got to be crystal clear on your nonprofit's mission, its values, and goals. And that's going to be your North Star as you navigate the networking landscape and identify potential partners. After all, you want to make sure any connections you make are truly aligned with what you're trying to achieve. Next, it's time to start doing your research. Scour the internet, attend industry events, and leverage your existing network to uncover these corporations and philanthropic organizations and other nonprofits that could be a great fit. Look for those shared values and those complementary strengths and opportunities for mutually beneficial collaboration. When it comes to actually reaching out and building those relationships, the name of the game is communication. Be clear, be concise, and be approachable in your messaging. Focus on finding that common ground and demonstrating how you can provide value rather than just making a pitch. Remember, effective networking is all about cultivating genuine, long-term connections. Of course, I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that networking isn't always a walk in the park. There are some pretty common challenges that nonprofit leaders like yourselves will often face. I mean, for starters, there's the ever-present issue of time and resource constraints. As a nonprofit leader, you're already juggling a million different priorities. I mean, how on earth are you supposed to find time to network, too? The key is to treat it as a strategic imperative, not just an optional add-on. And carve out dedicated time and resources and make networking a core part of your organizational strategy. Another big hurdle to deal with is just the sheer uncertainty of it all. How do you know if a potential partnership is going to pan out? How do you measure the impact of your networking efforts? These are valid concerns, but the benefits of effective networking will often go beyond the tangible and the measurable. Think about the doors that can open, the ideas that can be sparked, and the collective impact you can achieve by tapping into a robust network. And then finally, let's not forget about the communications barriers that can crop up when you're trying to connect with organizations from different sectors and different backgrounds. Differing missions and goals and communication styles can really make it challenging to find common ground. But with a little empathy, flexibility, and a genuine desire to collaborate, those barriers can be overcome. At the end of the day, my friends, the power of networking is undeniable. Yes, it takes time, it takes effort, and a bit of strategic thinking, but the payoff in terms of resources, partnerships, and collective impact can be truly transformative. So I encourage you to embrace networking opportunities with open arms. Start by logging into LinkedIn and taking a hard look at your current network and identify areas for growth. Then get out there and start building those connections, one conversation at a time. You never know where it might lead. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. The nonprofit community is filled with passionate, driven individuals just like you, all working towards a better world, and they are dealing with the same struggles in networking and communicating as you are. Reach out, share your experiences, and learn from one another. Together, we can all unlock the full potential of networking and take our organizations to new heights. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nonprofit Horizons. I'll see you next time. We really value your input and welcome your questions, your comments, and feedback. If you have thoughts to share or questions to ask, reach out to us on social media or visit the HBI website and send us an email. And remember to like, subscribe, and share Nonprofit Horizons with your friends and your colleagues. By subscribing, you'll stay updated on our latest episodes and gain access to more topics that help shape the nonprofit landscape. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, this is Nonprofit Horizons. Keep pushing boundaries, keep dreaming big, and most importantly, keep doing your incredible work.
This has been Nonprofit Horizons with Bryce Lord, Associate Director at the Helen Bader Institute for Nonprofit Management. To learn more about HBI and the online nonprofit management graduate programs available at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, visit uwm.edu/HBI.